today we're going to talk about some basic things with the offense and the offense, how they try to accomplish their goal. And of course, for the offense, when they have the ball, their goal is to score. They want to score points. They want to score a touchdown, which is worth 6 points. If they can't score a touchdown, then they want to get a field goal at least. They have to get close enough to be able to kick a field goal, get 3 points. Now, the smaller objective in that is for the offense to achieve 10 yards in less than 4 plays or downs. They start out on first down, try to get that 10 yards. If they don't get 10 yards in 4 plays, they have to turn the ball back over to the other team. So they only get 4 chances to try to get that 10 yards. But again, ultimately, the goal is to get into the end zone and to score points. Now, there's 2 ways that the offense can move the ball down the field. When you break things down, when you get things very simple in football, there's really only 2 ways to advance the ball. Either it's a running play or a passing play. First of all, a basic inside running play, what we would say between the tackles. Your offensive linemen, your 2 outside offensive linemen are the tackles. Then you have 2 guards to the inside of them, and then in the middle, a center. Now, the center is going to be snapping the ball. On a running play, the quarterback would call the play in the huddle. The players come up to the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback begins what's called a cadence. He begins calling out a series of words that are going to let the offensive line and let the other offensive players, the running back and the wide receivers, know when this play is going to start, when they can expect the ball to be snapped. It's very important that the entire offense gets moving at the same time, and they want to try to do it before the defense. The advantage that the offense has is that they know when the play will start because they are snapping the ball. Now, on your basic run play, the quarterback comes up under center, and he begins his cadence. He says, down, set, hut. It can be any set of words that they want to use to snap the ball. When the ball is snapped, the quarterback comes away from the line of scrimmage and delivers the ball to the running back. It's called a handoff. He's going to hold the ball out to the running back, and the running back is going to put his arms over the ball, and he's going to tuck that ball in tight to his belly, and he's going to be headed towards a predetermined hole. The hole is a spot somewhere along the line of scrimmage that the running back is going to be trying to get through. It's usually determined by a play call. Usually a number somewhere in the play call tells the running back what hole he's going to, and that spot, that hole, generally is going to be a space between 2 offensive linemen. It may be between the center and the right guard, or the left guard and the left tackle. There's no specific set way of calling the hole. There's no number that just universally means right guard and right tackle. But there are some accepted ways of doing it. Each team has their own. Once the running back's headed towards that hole, the offensive line on the snap of the ball is going to be firing off the line of scrimmage, and they're going to be trying to push the defenders on the other side of the ball away from that predetermined hole. Now, of course, you've got 11 defenders whose whole goal is to make sure that this offense does not score, so they're going to be trying to tackle the ball carrier. The offensive line is going to be driving those defenders away from the hole. You may even use another running back to come through that hole, one who's not getting the ball, to run through that hole and try to block somebody else out of the way, to try to give the running back who's receiving the football, try to give him as much open space to work with as you possibly can. Now, on his part, the running back takes the ball, tucks it deep into his stomach, and he's going to try to run hard through the hole. That hole opens up. He's going to lower his shoulders. He's going to get himself down low, get behind his shoulder pads, and he's going to try to fire through that hole. What we call running downhill. He's trying to run with power, with speed, downhill through that hole and bust through that defense. Now, once he gets through the hole, he's into the open field. If he hasn't been tackled yet, he'll now try to elude the defenders with speed, with his quickness. He'll make cuts, trying to get away from the defenders and reach his ultimate goal of getting into the end zone. If he makes it to the end zone, he gets 6 points. His team gets 6 points. They get a shot to get one or two more. If he doesn't, then it's now second down. Another attempt to get 10 yards. If he got 10 yards, then it's first down again. They have another set of 4 plays to try to either get 10 yards or score a touchdown. There's a lot of other ways that a running play can happen, but that's your basic inside running play. You can run the ball outside, and there's a number of other ways that a running play can happen. Now, the second most basic way for an offense to move the ball is through the forward pass. And the forward pass means that the quarterback is delivering the ball downfield. If it was to go straight sideways towards the sideline from the quarterback, that would be a lateral, and technically a lateral would be a running play. But if the ball is going downfield, that's the forward pass. We're going to talk about the basic three-step drop. Three-step drop is just a simple passing game. And you don't have to know what the three-step drop is, but it basically means that the quarterback is throwing on timing. He's taking 3 steps after he receives the snap, and on that 3rd step, he should be looking to throw the ball on timing. He's trying to meet where the wide receiver is going to be. Now, in a basic pass play, again, the quarterback calls the play in the huddle. He comes up to the line of scrimmage with his team. When they get to the line of scrimmage, the quarterback begins the cadence again. And on that predetermined snap count, that cadence, the ball is snapped to the quarterback. And now when he takes the snap on a pass play, he's going to drop away from the line of scrimmage. He's trying to get back away from those defenders, trying to create space so that he can decide where to throw the football so that he can give time to his receivers to run their routes, and so that he can make the best decision possible to move the ball down the field and again to reach that ultimate goal of scoring. The offensive line is going to set up and pass block for the quarterback. They have some different rules that they have to follow on a downfield passing play that we'll get into at another time. But the offensive linemen are going to protect the quarterback. The quarterback takes his drop back. The receivers are running predetermined routes that they found out what they were supposed to run from the play call. And they'll have repped this play call hundreds and thousands of times during practice before they actually perform it in the game. The receiver's route tells him how many steps he is taking at full speed, in what direction, how he's going to cut, what direction his cut's going to go in, where he should be, and where he should expect the ball to come to him from the quarterback. Every receiver is going to run their route as if they were getting the pass from the quarterback, even though only one of them can do it. And you can have as many as 5 receivers at any time on any play. When the receivers have finished running their routes, they're expecting the ball to come from the quarterback. But the quarterback makes the decision on where the ball is going to be thrown. He begins the decision-making process when he's coming out of the huddle, when he's approaching the line of scrimmage, when he's calling the cadence, when he's under center. He's going to look over the defense, and he's going to see what the defense is giving him. How are they lined up against this offensive formation? How are they trying to defend this offense? He's going to look it over before the snap, and then after the snap, as the quarterback takes that drop, as he's dropping away from the offensive line, as he's dropping back away from the defenders, he's going to keep his eyes downfield and try to see how the defense is reacting to the routes that the receivers are running, how the defense is reacting on this particular play. He's going to look to see if anybody is blitzing, if any defenders are coming towards the quarterback that would normally stay in pass coverage, something that may open up a receiver after the snap of the ball. There's a lot involved in making decisions. Only the best decision makers become great quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady are great decision makers. Somebody who has a great arm, a strong arm, a powerful arm, but makes poor decisions will not be successful at the spot of being a quarterback. The quarterback has a lot to think about, but he makes that decision in about a second after the ball is snapped. And when he makes that decision, he's going to deliver the ball to the receiver that he's decided on. He's going to deliver it with the touch, the speed, and the accuracy that he has practiced so many times before in order to get the ball to the receiver. The receiver is going to look for the ball in that spot. He's going to reach out with his hands. The receiver is going to catch the ball with both hands. A quarterback who's throwing the ball hard at the receiver, especially on a shorter route, is going to make it almost impossible for that receiver to catch it with one hand. So the receiver wants to get two hands on the ball to catch it. He's going to catch that ball and then tuck it away just as the running back would after receiving the handoff. And then he's going to turn upfield and try to get to that first down, get those 10 yards that he needs if it's first down. If it's a shorter down, he may only need 6 or 5 yards to get that first down. But ultimately, again, the goal of any offensive player who has the ball in his hands, and for that matter, any player who has the ball in his hands, is to score a touchdown. So that receiver is going to try to get upfield and score a touchdown. Unfortunately for the receiver and for the running back, there are 11 defenders out there that are going to try to stop him. They're going to try to keep him from reaching his goal. He'll use his cuts, his speed, his quickness, his power to get downfield, to elude tacklers, to run over tacklers. This is basic football. Running the ball, a simple inside running play, the way that it was done 100 years ago, and passing the ball on short timing routes. There are a lot of other ways to move the ball that we'll talk about at other times. There are screens, and there are draws, and there are play-action passes, and there are any number of ways, but when you come right back to the basics, it's either a run or a pass. So I hope that's helped you understand offensive football a little bit better, or maybe given you a reminder of some things that you've forgotten.